From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Another Republican has tossed his hat in the ring for Missouri Attorney General. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has the details.
Josh Hawley is a 35-year-old law professor at the University of Missouri, Columbia. Prior to that, he served as clerk to U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts and was part of a team of lawyers that argued the Hobby Lobby case before the high court challenging the Obama administration's contraceptive mandate. Hawley is expected to face state senator and fellow Columbian Kurt Schaefer in the GOP primary for attorney general next year. On the Democratic side, State Senator Scott Sifton and St. Louis County Assessor Jake Zimmerman are facing off against each other. Current Attorney General Chris Koster, meanwhile, is expected to run for governor. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
All five of the MU students with confirmed cases of mumps had received the recommended measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine. The Boone County Health Department confirmed the five cases of mumps yesterday. All five students are between the ages of 20 and 23. Mumps is a virus that can cause fever, body aches, pain, and swelling. Children are typically vaccinated for the disease at around 1 year, and again at 4 to 6 years. According to the Center for Disease Control, two doses are 88% effective at preventing the disease. The university and the Boone County Health Department have been alerting Columbia residents and recent MU visitors about the outbreak. Officials recommended that if you show symptoms of mumps, you should contact your medical provider and stay home for 5 days after symptoms begin. Ameren Corporation's nuclear power plant in mid-Missouri is expected to reopen later today, a day after it was shut down due to a, quote, non-emergency steam leak. Barry Cox, senior director of nuclear operations at the Callaway Energy Center near Fulton, says a damaged gasket was identified and has been replaced. Cox says inspections and testing are taking place with plans to restart the plant soon. The steam leak occurred yesterday in the reactor coolant system within the containment building at the nuclear plant. No workers were hurt, and Ameren officials say there was no threat to the public. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission called the leak a, quote, non-emergency. An NRC inspector has been on the scene. A Missouri lawmaker's legislative aide has been arrested after a woman claimed he choked her until she lost consciousness. Court records show Republican Representative Mike Kelly's aide, Colton Babb, was arrested Wednesday in Columbia and charged with domestic assault. Babb's attorney says he denies the allegations and will plead not guilty. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the alleged incident took place when Babb was talking with a 20-year-old woman Wednesday morning in a Columbia house. The woman said Babb placed a chemical-smelling rag over her mouth and nose. She told police he choked her until she lost consciousness after she pushed him away. Josh Hawley, a 35-year-old law professor at MU and a Boone County resident, announced his bid for Missouri Attorney General yesterday. His background includes serving as a U.S. Supreme Court clerk and being part of the team that argued Hobby Lobby's case challenging the Obama administration's contraceptive mandate before the Supreme Court. He says his background would benefit him as Attorney General.
I have spent the better part of my career as a lawyer fighting for constitutional liberty and fighting for religious liberty, and that's exactly why I'm running, because I think that ought to be the priority of the next Attorney General.
Hawley is a Republican and is expected to face State Senator Kurt Schaefer in the GOP primary for Attorney General next year. All five of the MU students with confirmed cases of mumps had received the recommended measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine. The Boone County Department of Public Health confirmed the five cases of mumps yesterday. Mumps is a virus that can cause fever, body aches, pain, and swelling. Andrea Wehner with the Boone County Department of Public Health says in light of the outbreak, the department is working to educate its community health partners.
So we're working with our community partners, so that could be local physician's office, urgent care, ER, that sort of thing, so that anytime somebody presents at their clinic with any sort of symptoms that sound similar to mumps, these physicians and nurses are able to think about mumps as one of the first possible outcomes, and then that way they can test it and treat it appropriately.
Officials recommend that if you show symptoms of mumps, you should contact your medical provider and stay home for 5 days after symptoms begin. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.